Nolte, report, second underage boy accuses Lincoln Project co-founder of harassment. By John Nolte on February 16, 2021. Somehow the disgraced Lincoln Project is even more disgraced now as news broke Monday of a second underage boy allegedly preyed upon by the left-wing Super PACs co-founder John Weaver. During an appearance on Laura Ingraham's Fox News program, journalist Ryan Gruduski said, "I'm here to say I have made contact with another minor who was sexually harassed by John Weaver. He is still a minor today. John Weaver aggressively sexually harassed him." He added, "The allegations involving minors are now multiple, and there's possibly more to come." Gruduski, who originally broke this story wide open, said that even though a month has passed since the story hit, he is still hearing from new people about Weaver's alleged harassment, his pattern of soliciting young men by offering them jobs and internships in exchange for sex. Gruduski clarified that these are not just verbal accusations. The alleged harassment involves direct messages by way of Twitter from Weaver to these young men. If they are indeed from Weaver, this is written proof of his behavior. According to multiple sources, the Lincoln Project knew all about Weaver's alleged predations going back as far as March 2020 but did nothing about it. The grift was just too lucrative. The far-left group scammed close to $90 million from gullible leftists, and only a third of that went to television advertising. Here's more on the timing. Some of the leaders of the embattled Lincoln Project knew about sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver as early as March. Multiple sources, including the group's former executive director, told The 19th late Monday. Some of the individuals came forward with new details on Monday after they were released from their non-disclosure agreements. Several said Sarah Lenti, a managing partner with the group who was previously its executive director, knew about the allegations against Weaver as early as May 2020. Lenti confirmed that some of the group's co-founders knew about the allegations as early as March 2020. Schmidt and Galen were among those who knew, multiple sources said. Unfortunately, there is nothing at all surprising about any of this. While everything is still in the alleged phase, we know for a fact that men who prey on children do not stop with just one. Secondly, we also know that Washington, D.C., is a cesspool that either participates in, enables, or tolerates the sexual abuse of children as long as the wrongdoer is a welcome part of the D.C. establishment. If nothing else, Jeffrey Epstein taught us that. Epstein's predations were an open secret in D.C. Weaver's alleged predations were an open secret in D.C. going back, according to Karl Rove, to at least 1988. Steve Schmidt, a Lincoln Project co-founder, who resigned in disgrace last week, was a Rove protege. Does anyone believe that Schmidt didn't know about Weaver when Rove did? Please. D.C. is a swamp full of life-destroying monsters who see children as expendable. Let's not forget how D.C. champions open border policies that enable the worst kind of sexual abuse. Weaver's been an open secret for decades and only became expendable 32 years later because of Gruduski. Because new media finally exposed the truth. Without new media, D.C. would still be looking the other way. Because what's a few kids when it comes to the cause? Project Lincoln has finally been forced to shut down its fundraising page but will probably get away with its latest scam, hiring investigators to investigate itself. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.